The Teachings of Confucius. Confucius did not claim to be an original thinker. He felt that his role was to pass on the forgotten teachings of wise people from an earlier age. In many of his teachings, he tried to persuade rulers to reform. He also hoped to bring peace, stability, and prosperity to China's kingdoms. Confucianism. Confucius himself never wrote down his teachings. Instead, his students gathered a collection of his sayings after his death. Together, these writings made up a system of beliefs and values, or a philosophy. That philosophy became known as Confucianism. Confucianism was one of several important philosophies of ancient China. Over time, it began to govern many aspects of life there. Bringing order to society. Confucius lived during a time of frequent warfare in China. Powerful rulers of several Chinese states or kingdoms fought one another for the control of land. They seemed more interested in gaining power than in ruling wisely. Confucius hoped to persuade these rulers to change their ways and bring peace and order to China. The goal of Confucius was to bring order to society. He believed that if people could be taught to behave properly toward one another, order and peace would result. Society would prosper. Respecting others. Confucius said that people should know their place in the family and in society. They ought to respect the people above and below them and treat others justly. He described five human relationships: ruler and ruled, father and son, husband and wife, older brother and younger brother, and friend and friend. Then he explained how people should behave in each of these relationships. Confucius said that people in authority, princes or parents, must set good examples. For example, if a ruler was fair, his people would follow his example and treat one another fairly, too. Confucius summarized his ideas about relationships in a simple way. It is similar to what Christians and Jews call the Golden Rule: do not do to others what you would not want done to yourself. Religious traditions. Although Confucianism is a philosophy, it has also functioned as a religion for many people. Like Hindus or Buddhists, those who practice Confucianism are part of a moral community. The teachings of Confucius helped guide many of the ancient Chinese in how to behave. But many ancient Chinese also practiced Confucianism alongside their existing religious traditions. Ancient China was home to many kinds of religious beliefs and practices: the worship of ancestors, the honoring of gods, and the belief in spirits. Most Chinese believe that life should be lived in harmony with nature. Happiness came from living a balanced life. A religious philosophy known as Taoism supported these ideas. Taoism was based on the writings of Lao Tzu, a Chinese thinker who lived in the 500s BC. The Taoists loved nature, and they believed in leading simple and selfless lives. At times, Taoism would rival Confucianism for popularity in China. But overall, the teachings of Confucius would remain the most widely studied of Chinese philosophies. Reading check. Describe the religious traditions of ancient China.